Over the past couple years, we've been talking with three mayors around the country. In Dalton, Georgia, Gillette, Wyoming, and Corvallis, Oregon. Different places with different people, economies, and politics. Just before the election in November, we called up each of the mayors. In one conversation, I asked Dennis Mock in Dalton, Georgia, how he thought his community was going to vote. It's a small city, about 33,000 people. They make carpet there.
The manufacturing community here especially is hoping for the candidate with the least government regulation and the least government oversight and the least taxation of business. And they haven't really enjoyed the last 8 years of the Democratic regime in there.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. So now, a few months out from the election, how do people in those cities feel? We're visiting each of these places over the next few months and talking to the people who live there about their economies and their lives. First up, Dalton, Georgia. If you're standing on carpet right now, there's a good chance it was made in Dalton. When you pull into town, you see a big sign declaring it the carpet capital of the world. Steam from the plants streaks up into the sky. Huge warehouses run alongside roads and rail tracks. You know you're in a manufacturing city. But downtown has this intimate red brick feel. It's almost stereotypically cute, right down to the Oakwood Cafe, where everyone is a regular. And yeah, we know, it's a cliche for the out-of-town reporters to stop in at the diner, but we went there to meet this guy.
The lady behind you was my kid's pre-K teacher. I go to church with the lady on the left. Lady comes in every day. Ace was one of my best friend's dads, and she works at the bank.
That's Casey Carpenter. He owns the place. He grew up here, runs a bunch of businesses, and he just gets Dalton.
You may not work for the carpet mills, but your business services the carpet mills, or your customers get their paycheck from the carpet mills. So it is a huge driver in the economy. Carpet mills are doing bad. Everybody's doing bad. I mean, it just is what it is.
Dalton took a huge hit during the recession. When the housing market collapsed, carpet went right down with it. In March of 2009, the unemployment rate here was over 13%. Recovering from that meant changing both what the city makes, more diversified and recession-proof products, and how the carpet business is run. Smarter, leaner, with more technology and automation. And that includes basically growing the next generation of skilled workers.
I'm Brian Cooksey. I'm the Director of Operations Training and Development with Shaw.
That's Shaw as in Shaw Industries. It's one of the biggest flooring companies in the country, and it's owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. And when I say Shaw is aiming to bring in a young workforce, I mean young.
One of the things we started about 6 years ago was a middle school summer camp.
Yeah, summer camp. Cooksey says when they first started talking to 7th and 8th graders...
When you said, do you want to be an engineer? We realized that most of these students thought that was a train conductor. And so we had to talk about, you know, what does really an engineer do? And so we brought in some of our engineering talent to talk to them. They learned 3D design. They learned electronic circuit boards. They learned a little bit about programming so that they could get a feel for what these folks do every day.
His point, of course, is that these are not the manufacturing jobs of the 80s and 90s that many of these kids' parents had. The floor of the Shaw factory perfectly captures the transition between old and new. Massive multi-story machines run molten plastic through a series of sieves to create fibers.
So once we've broken down our spin packs, we'll burn them off. All of that hard polymer that was on there.
Those fibers will become yarn, which will eventually become carpet. It still looks and sounds like a typical factory, and there are still a lot of people on the floor keeping the machines running. But there are some clear signs of the future. Like Larry, Moe, and Curly, the huge laser-controlled robots that drive around the floor moving products. The future of manufacturing is more pronounced at the nearby engineered floors plant. It's a much smaller company than Shaw, one of the newest in Dalton, and more high-tech. We got a tour in a golf cart from executive James Leslie.
You know that scene in the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark where they're driving through the warehouse where all the things are stacked? I feel like that's what we're in, except it's all just yarn.
This is a very, very large facility. It's probably the largest one that we know of in the world for carpet.
Huge rolls of carpet are stacked all the way to the ceiling. Everything is astonishingly clean, bright, and orderly. There are computer stations sprinkled between the machines, and then a few people who keep things running.
I am Guadalupe Guido, and I am 23 years old.
She goes by Lupe and has worked here for almost 2 years. She's moved up 4 times, driving a forklift, working as a production clerk, and now she's a tufting scheduler, essentially programming the final steps in the carpet process. Guido makes $15.50 an hour. That's up from $11 when she started.
I've had a lot of opportunities here with the company, moving up pretty quick, and I don't feel like I'm going to stop no time soon.
Her entire family works in the carpet mills. Her parents came from Mexico to work here. Initially, they didn't want her to follow in their footsteps with a factory job. But like I said, these are not those jobs anymore.
Everything is computer-based now, so there is a lot of things that we have to learn. But it's always a good thing to learn about technology and knowing new stuff.
When she was younger, Guido thought about being a lawyer. But now she makes her own money, goes to one of the local colleges at night, and will get a bachelor's in human resource management this spring. She says she wants to run a plant like this one day. Lupe Guido is part of Dalton's big Latino population, 48% of the city. Those demographics make for some complicated politics in an area that voted largely for President Trump. Which brings me to the politician we came to visit in the first place, Mayor Dennis Mock, who gave us a driving tour of Dalton.
We'll start with our high school.
Okay.
City High School.
He's been in office for about 2 years. His background is in business, not politics, and he still works for the family produce company most mornings before heading to City Hall. He says he supported Trump because he was tired of establishment politics.
For me personally, and I think for a lot of other folks, he's actually made some strides and made some steps that we all felt like needed to be done.
He likes the idea of a fellow businessman in the White House and fewer regulations. But part of President Trump's rhetoric on immigration has caused trouble, especially for the undocumented residents here, who are afraid a trip to jail for a minor offense could mean they get deported. Dalton is 5 minutes from the Whitfield County Detention Center, which works closely with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Dennis Mock says it's his obligation to be the mayor for everybody living in Dalton. I asked him what kind of a city he wants for the future. He answered by driving us out to a reservoir that's being developed as a recreation area. It's nestled between two mountain ranges, surrounded by trees, and you can hear whippoorwills. It's gorgeous.
Let's say we were to come out here like a year from now, what would you like to see?
I guarantee you we'll see people walking the loop around this lake. We'll see people out here fishing. We'll see classrooms out there on that point.
Yeah.
From the schools out here doing their nature studies. Hopefully we'll see a kayak or a canoe and maybe a rowing team from the college out here practicing.
It's part of his strategy to create a 21st century Dalton that will appeal to any company that might bring good jobs to town.
I consider this economic development. When we have companies that come here and want to know what their families can do and what their employees can do for entertainment, this will be one of them.
He invited us to come back when it's open, and for me, an avid angler, to fish. In a few years, he hopes this place will be full of people who work in the city, live and play in the nature around it, and have modern manufacturing jobs that give them a good life.